St. John Henry Newman, he himself who was a convert to Catholicism, once said that to be deep in history is to cease to be Protestant. To be deep in history is to cease to be Protestant. In other words, one of the hallmarks of John Henry Newman's conversion was understanding that the church is a historical church and has indeed existed from the beginning when Christ established it. Not only just seeing it through the scriptures, but also looking, in fact, that the church has been in history. This is one of the bogus claims sometimes that some of our Protestant brothers and sisters would say about the Catholic Church. That is, well, the Catholic Church didn't really exist until the time of the Emperor Constantine around the 4th century. Now, what they get wrong there is that Constantine made Christianity legal, and so it became the religion even of the empire, but the church, the Catholic Church, has existed since the time Christ established it. We see that, but then we also look at the church fathers. It's not as though there weren't church writings from the time of Christ until the 4th century. We have people like St. Irenaeus writing about the Catholic Church, writing about the threefold structure of holy orders of bishops, priests, and deacons, and saying that you have the true church where you have the bishops, priests, and deacons. We see this throughout, and John Henry Newman knew that. And so again, to be deep in history is to cease to be Protestant. And we look at this time when Constantine made Christianity legal in the year 313. It was only 12 years later that the church had an ecumenical council, the Council of Nicaea. And this is where we got the creed. Our creed, the Nicene Constantinopolitan Creed, actually, that we say every Sunday and Holy Day, which we will say today, yes, shocker, did not exist until the year 325. Why? The church's councils define things when there starts to be trouble. They start to define what has always been believed once people stop believing those things. And it makes sense that now Christianity was legal, that this would be the case. Because it no longer costed anyone anything to be a Christian. It no longer was putting your life in your hands in following Jesus. You didn't have to worry about dying for the faith, and so now people wanted to be Christian, but they didn't want everything that it meant. They didn't want to have to give things up. They didn't want to have to sacrifice. They didn't want the cross. Fast forward another century, we have the Council of Ephesus, which is very important to today's feast, which we celebrate, Mary, Mother of God. In the year 431, the church came together for another ecumenical council in Ephesus to define a lot of things, but one of the things that was going on was there was a guy by the name of Nestorius who said about Jesus that Jesus was not one thing, fully God and fully man, but he was two things. Fully God over here, fully man over here, and then they kind of just move around, but it wasn't one thing. So the reason why at the Council of Ephesus the church defined Mary as Mother of God had little to do with something about her status or about anything about her. Rather, the church defined Mary as Mother of God to protect what we have always believed about Jesus, the hypostatic union, that he is fully God, fully man, one divine person, two natures. Not two separate things that are somehow mangled around each other, but one divine person with two natures, fully human and fully divine. So if Mary bore Jesus, she didn't only bear his humanity, but she bore his divinity through her womb as well. Mary, Mother of God. And we celebrate this day, not because it's New Year's, but because it is the eighth day of the octave of Christmas, which happens to fall on New Year's. 8 days from Christmas Day is today. And as Catholics, we celebrate big things in octaves. So whether you've realized it or not, we've been celebrating not just the Christmas season for the last 8 days, but Christmas Day for the last 8 days. And it is crowned on this day, the eighth day, as we celebrate Mary, not just mother of humanity, but mother of the divinity of Christ, Mary, mother of God. Brothers and sisters, our Catholic faith is historical. And not just something we look up in books and say, remember when, but it's living and breathing historical. Our faith is defensible not only through the scriptures, which it is found in very deeply, but also because Christ indeed did establish the church. It was a real event. And the church has continued to this day. The one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Thanks be to God that Christ established this church and gives us grace upon grace through this church.